Oh, because you have the
I have the save files.
Right.
But you, I don't know
you
if
mean,
I can.
I have the save
files. No, I have the save files. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 236.
This is a podcast where two drunken Kings of Kong play retro games for your amusement. I am King of Kong number one. My name is Jared.
And I am King of Kong number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're just going to be continuing what we did last week and play some more Donkey Kong Country 3. Dixie Kong's Double Trouble. That is such a mouthful for me.
I know. I couldn't even remember it there.
Dixie Kong's Double Trouble.
I'm glad you're the one that says that.
Yeah. We'll just continue. We've gotten a little farther in the game than we were last time. Actually, I believe Drake's wife got us farther.
Yep. she played the game two player by herself. So she had two controllers and just kept like, oh, died with this character, put that controller down, pick up the other one, and just kept switching back and forth.
Nice. Well done. Well, give Abby my thanks and congratulations for being a true gamer and playing with two controllers at once.
All right. Will do.
I guess that makes you a true gamer. I don't know. But before we get to Donkey Kong Country 3 again, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. So yeah, I'm back in clinicals. So I'm back at the hospital, same place I was last semester, but now I'm day shift.
Oh yeah.
Which means I'm there at 7 a.m.
And
bright and early. I don't really feel like I need to be there at 7 a.m. because I feel like the first 30 minutes where nothing's happening.
Yeah. But throughout the rest of the day, are you busier than you were?
Yeah, there's definitely more stuff to do, and there's just more, there's different types of procedures. Eventually I'm gonna spend like a couple weeks straight down in the OR.
Ooh, watching surgeries.
Yep. So one of my classmates is down there right now, or like, you know, for a couple weeks right now, while I am actually mostly right now doing fluoroscopy stuff.
Fluoroscopy. I don't even know what that means.
So that is an X-ray, but instead of just taking one still picture, it's like you hold a button down and it's like moving X-rays.
Okay.
So it's like functional stuff to see, kind of, you know, like we'll have it pointed at your neck, a person's neck, as they drink barium, and then you can see that on the X-ray, and you see how they like swallow and everything.
I know it's so not, like, I know it's not spelled the same, but does the barium taste like berries?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
They don't you drink the barium.
They don't make me drink the barium.
So you know what you're
I
giving
probably
people?
Could. Yeah, I probably could take a little sip of it.
Just
to
take
see
a little
what it tastes like.
One for you.
Like
one
I was
for
talking
me.
To one of the, because for some of the things, for those like video swallows, they're done by like a radiologist is there, and like a speech therapist is actually in the room with them while they're kind of doing it and everything. I was talking to one of them, and she was telling, I was like, so what does this taste like? And she's like, well, this one taste kind of vanilla. Most of them, the ones they use, are like kind of vanilla-y.
Okay. Not berry.
And she did say, she's like, I encourage most like other people that are doing this to taste it so you can, you know.
Well, isn't it? It's good that you, because I would imagine you'll get lots of people who say, what does this taste like?
Right.
And you should be able to tell them that, right?
Like,
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll find out.
I hope you get to do one in the next week. And if you do, will you ask to taste the barium?
All right.
We'll see. And then report back what the barium tastes like. I'm very Will curious. Do. And if you can, steal a bottle or two of Barium so that we can do...
I'm not going to steal Barium.
Let's do it. I want to do shots of Barium on the show. so please, I'm going to need you to steal from the hospital, Joel.
Otherwise, we can have Barium go in the other end, which is also something I did today.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. How was that?
Yep. Barium enema.
Barium enema. Okay. To see how the old rectum's working? Or
yeah, how the whole like large intestine's working.
Okay. And how was it working?
I was even the one that inserted it into the right into the butt.
Right in there. Well.
Right in there.
That's that's real doctor
that's
stuff.
That's apparently
right there.
Part of my job.
Yep. Yep.
Shoving things up people's poopers.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And was everything working properly in this patient?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Okay. You took the pictures.
There was another doctor. No, there was an actual doctor in there doing watching it. And dude, like,
I thought you were going to say there was an actual doctor in there doing doctor
doing
stuff.
Doctor things.
Yeah. 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 Cool. Cool.
So okay. It's good to be back.
Great. But, yeah. Awesome.
How you doing, man?
I'm
shove
good.
You shove anything up somebody's butt?
Nope. Zero things. Mm. Zero things this week.
You have a very different life than me.
I do. But I do want to talk. Yeah, like my week was okay. I mean, as we record this, it's January 8th. 2 days ago, on January 6th, a bunch of terrorists tried to stage a coup of our government. That was crazy. That was fucking crazy.
Batshit insane.
Like, I couldn't even believe what I was watching, and I still can't believe it. I don't know. I just wanted to talk about it for a minute because I don't know. That was just like, what the fuck? And I cannot, like, only something like 52 people were arrested or something like that. And like
they were all taking pictures of themselves and plastering it all over social media. Like, we know who these fucking people and why. Once they got in there, lock the fucking doors and take them all out one by one in handcuffs. Like Abby was saying earlier, what, they can round up like hundreds of protesters at a gas station and take them all away on buses like they did here in Minneapolis, but they can't get all these people before they get out of what should be one of the most secure buildings in the country.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's just like, could you imagine if that crowd was black? Like, it would have been a bloodbath.
Yeah.
You know, like if
these people were
people
armed.
Who don't believe in white privilege, just look at what happened on fucking Wednesday. And like, it's just insane to me. It's just insane. Like, I cannot even believe it. Trump Jr., Giuliani, they all need to be arrested and put in prison immediately for insurrection, fucking treason. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy. I could not believe what I was watching, and I still can't. I don't know. I just, and I just, it's like every single one of those people that was in that building, even the people on the steps, need to be arrested and tried for treason. It's sickening that they're going to get away with it. It's just going to tell people that they can do this again, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
I'm curious if shit like this is going to still happen again on Inauguration Day. Like, there's been talks that by like the Proud Boys and stuff that they're going to do something even worse on the day that Biden is inaugurated into office.
It's fucking scary. I don't know. This is a crazy time we're living in, but I don't know. Besides, some fellow countrymen committing treason, they are certainly not fellow countrymen anymore. Those people can F right off.
If they don't like the outcome of the vote, they can just get out of America.
Yeah.
That's what I'm pretty sure that's what they were telling all of us who didn't like Trump for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you can get out.
God, what a bunch of fucking hypocrites. Yeah. I just it makes my blood boil. I'm getting all riled up, Drake. Anyway, I know. Calm down. So besides that, though, I had a pretty standard week.
Cool.
We drafted our fantasy hockey teams yesterday.
That's pretty exciting.
I have no idea. My team is stacked as fuck, obviously.
Oh, well, obviously. As is mine.
Yeah. But honestly, I have no idea how it's going to do. So
I don't even know.
But yeah, I think.
I don't really have any big, like. I feel like I don't really have a big name superstar.
A big name player. I got Draisaitl. I got Zibanejad. So I can't
believe people fucking like Draisaitl was who I would have like. That would have been my. I had him last year. Granted, the season got cut short, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, last year, like looking even at the projected people this year, I was like, God, last year I had Draisaitl and McKinnon.
Oh, man.
They were like 2-3 or something.
Yeah, yeah. How did you not win last year, Drake?
I don't know. Because my goalies shit the bed, as they do every year.
Okay. Well, this is my year, so it's not even worth for you to try this
fair.
Year. But.
That's fair. Right.
Anyway, yeah. We've been playing fantasy hockey for like 15 years or something.
Sorry
now.
With our nerdy fantasy hockey talk there for a second. If you don't know who any of these
any of those
were
players were,
are.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so my week was pretty good, you know, besides Wednesday. But, however, Joe Biden, they confirmed all the electoral votes. He is our next president officially, which obviously we knew, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
Yes.
I know you have played at least one.
Yeah. So I played a little bit more Monster Sanctuary.
Okay.
Not a ton. I need to maybe get a little. I'm just not sure if it's the game I'm really wanting right now.
Yeah.
It's just kind of involved.
So it's a little Pokemon-y, right?
Yeah. It's like Pokemon meets Metroidvania.
What do you know about the game Monster Hunter?
Very little.
Okay, because there's a new demo that just came out, I think today as we record this, or yesterday, last night or something. And I don't know, people are like, oh, like they love Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
apparently.
The people that like Monster Hunter really like Monster Hunter.
Okay, I have no idea what it is. I don't think I'll
like
it.
It's like a big RPG, but it's a lot about, you go out on these like monster hunts.
Okay.
I think that makes sense. I think it's more so also, from my understanding, it's geared largely towards cooperative multiplayer.
Okay.
Like, to get the most out of the game, you really should be playing with other people.
Okay. Well, I might download the demo and just see what it's all about, but I probably won't get it. Anyway, I interrupted you. Monster Sanctuary.
Yeah, Monster Sanctuary, and then obviously played a game with you and some other friends. We played a little Among Us.
Yes, we did, and God, it is so fun.
It is fun. Abby's hooked on it now and just plays online with strangers.
I can't imagine playing with strangers, because you need to be able to like chat with each other and be like,
there's chat function like in the game.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Does
she actually chat with strangers?
Yeah, I think if she said she does, she chats with people if she thinks, she knows who it is, or if people are accusing her, like, what? No, I saw it. But it's all like, you got to quick type it out.
Type
down on your phone.
Yeah, that's what
she's
I mean.
Not, she's not talking.
There's no voice chat. Yeah.
No, it's okay. All.
What is she saying over there?
I said it's all typing, and she just held up a piece of paper that said ASL.
Yes.
Just like that.
Nice.
Age, sex, location.
Yep. Among Us, we played we had a big group of friends. We had the maximum 10 people
you
could play.
People.
We were all on a Zoom together, and it was super fun. It was
I never got to be the fucking imposter. I'm the only one that never got to be the imposter.
Never once.
And the first like 5 games, I feel like I was the first one that got killed, so I couldn't even like participate in any of the discussions about who the killer is.
I know, like,
or about who the imposter is.
Like, Jurek, you got killed like the first like 3 games, and then the next game I was the imposter, and me and you were like running together, and you went into this room, and I just followed you, and I was like, oh my God, no one's here, but I gotta do it. He's the only one here, and I just fucking sliced you right
son
now.
Of a bitch.
I just murdered you. It was hilarious. I
think the first game even I think Abby was the imposter.
Oh, she was, and she couldn't, like, she was just laughing her ass off. And when
I think every time Abby was the imposter, it seemed like she was coming for me.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's got some issues to work out.
She probably needed to silence me, because otherwise I would know, because I know if she's lying.
Ah, right, right. But yeah, Among Us is, I don't know. I see what all the hype is about. It is super fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you play anything else or?
No, that's it.
That's it. Yep.
What about you?
Well, Among Us, as we just talked about, but yep, I have been slaying the Spire like a motherfucker.
Oh, nice.
I've been playing the Slay the Spire game. So there's four characters in the game, that you can attempt to slay the Spire with. One is kind of like a bonus character, but I think you need to beat it with the first three in order to like unlock another thing. I don't really know, but it seems that way after I beat it with the first two that like it wants you to beat it with this third one too. But so I slayed the Spire with the first guy on my 10th try. I slayed the Spire with the second guy on my fourth try. This third guy, I cannot do it to save my life. The defect, he's got these weird mechanics that I really like, but I just cannot do it. I've gotten to the final boss, but I keep dying. And like, but I'm on my, like, I think I've tried 21 or 22 times now, and I just cannot do it. But I don't know. I'm having a blast with it. It's like this, you just build a deck as you go, and you got to kind of like, you know, decide what your deck is going to. Because after a while, you start to know all the cards. And so, like, you know which ones will work good together. And, like,
yeah.
But you got to hope that you get a chance to get that card, you know? Like, you won't, not every card appears in every run. And so, like, I don't know. It's, there's a lot of strategy to it. And I'm just having a blast with Slay of the Spire. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, that's kind of like, I mean, not cards or whatnot, but I mean, like, Hades, you got to. You learn what all the different boons are, and you learn to start looking for specific ones because you know they pair well with other ones. So you're basically building your character and stuff kind of as you go.
Yeah, yeah. You're just building a deck. It's like a magic deck, you know? Like, it's like you play one card that buffs you, and then you play your attack, and you do, like, three times damage or, you know, like whatever it is. I don't know.
Right.
But, and then you have energy, you know, so like you can play one card per energy. And once your energy's out, you have to end your turn, you know, like, but then there is cards that cost zero. So like, that's what been one of my strategies with this guy that I can't do it with. So maybe it's not a good strategy, but I've been trying to just like get all the zero cards and just like, in fact, I've been playing so much. I had a dream the other night. In fact, last night, I think, and it was so real that I got some card in the game that doesn't exist, but like that allowed me to play my entire deck, and they all cost zero. Like this happened in my dream. It was so weird. And like, but I just like ran through the whole game, and I was like, yes, I finally did it with the defect. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, God damn it. That was a dream. 'Cause it was like super real. Like, anyway, Slay the Spire. It's getting in my brain. I'm like dreaming about it. Like, yeah.
Nice. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I
look into that.
I took a break from Smash. I didn't play for a few days, or if I played, I only played like a match or two. I didn't like, you know, sit down and play for an hour or two like I normally do. And it was awesome. Like,
yeah,
just taking a little break. And then when I came back, it was just like, oh, cool. Like, I don't know. I felt like I leveled up or something. Like, I don't know. I've been doing well in Smash this week is all I'm saying. After taking a little break. I don't know.
Right.
It's been fun. Anyway, this week, Jurek, we are going to be continuing some Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble, right? Dixie Kong's Double Trouble. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Dixie Kong's Quest.
I was going to say, what do you think? Do we get to our three questions? But
no.
We do not have three questions this week.
Do I have any information to give you.
Well, should we play this game then?
We should, but you know what we should do first?
Perhaps take a shot?
Drink whiskey.
Whiskey. Oh my God.
Okay. Whiskey!
The safe word is whiskey.
Why are you saying whiskey so weird?
Why am I
saying that so weird?
Why am I saying what weird?
I love that he adds the H to weird.
Yeah. Or, I think it's actually, why are you saying it that way? Why am I saying what way?
Yeah.
But he even does it to
still,
way.
Yeah.
That's from Hot Rod, in case you didn't know that, Revelers. And if you haven't seen it, it's a hilarious movie. Yeah. Anyway, we also, Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes,
so
please.
If you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Okay. Oh.
All right.
Man, that Jameson's a shooting whiskey, I'll tell you what. Bullet bourbon, not so much.
Not so much.
But okay, let's play some Danky Kang, shall we?
Danky Kang. He's not even in this game.
He's not even in this game. What is that about? Like, he's the namesake of three of the games.
Yeah, we talked about it live, but he's only in the first one.
He's only in the first one. All right, I don't even know what level we're on here. I literally have no idea.
Me neither. Honestly, I don't know either because Abby did all this. So I don't really know what's going on, man.
Oh, look, I'm up on a rope. I got you.
Hey, that's me.
Oh, and I got a secret silver coin.
65 of those coins.
65 silver coins.
I don't know what they do, but we got lots of them.
I'm sure they do something really good. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I don't understand how that didn't kill
you. That's because I got fucking moves of steel. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, I'm just fucking bouncing on barrels.
All right, now you got it. Nope.
I thought I could hit it. Out of the barrel.
No, it's a TNT barrel.
Oh, my bad. Okay, well, I was on a roll there, but alas, I messed it up. Oh,
oh my God.
Throwing barrels with Dixie is so hard because of her hair. Like, the way she throws them. Oh, my God. What is happening here? Which way do you have to go? Do you have to do the barrel bounce like I did?
But they're TNT barrels. I can't.
Oh, you can't.
Bounce on them.
Oh, but you can just go on the ground and jump over them. Oh.
Yeah, you just got to time it. Oh, right. Abby left us with no lives here, though.
No lives? What does that mean? Do we have to?
Well, I think we're on our last life.
So what happens when we continue?
Good question.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh.
I think there was a save point right before, shortly before this. So hopefully
we'll just go back
to that. And it'll give us, I think you start normally with like 5 lives or something. Hard to say.
We'll find out, though.
Well, we're about to find out unless we can go the rest of the time without dying. So do that.
I will do that. I'm literally the best Donkey Kong player there is in all the land.
That's what I've always thought about you.
I thought so. Oh, my God. This is going to be nuts. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God.
There's these little dudes shooting barrels out of a cannon. Hold the phone. He's got a cannon.
Hold the phone. He's got a cannon. Oh, my God. Here we go. Woo. What's in here?
What? Oh, this guy.
Okay. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't know what I've done.
I was like, you're going to trap me.
I did.
Nope. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
I told you I wasn't going to die. Oh, well, my God. I was right by the halfway point.
Yeah.
I almost fucked us.
Going on here.
There's an S on that barrel. Why is there an S on the barrel? Oh my God.
S.
You're turning them to TNT or not TNT, I think. So like you just
turning
I think now go back and hit that switch and look at these barrels. I bet if
do you think they're TNT
I think
if
they're,
I hit this.
Yep, I bet they are. And now go just to make sure. Yep, they are.
Yep, you're right.
Okay, so this there's a barrel switch. That turns them to TNT or not TNT.
Do you think S means safe?
Safe, yes. I actually have no idea. I think S means chauffeur.
Obviously. Oh, damn it.
That's
S obviously stands for chauffeur.
I'm well aware, Revelers, that chauffeur does not start with an S.
I don't I'm not sure that's true.
Well, that's oh my
like,
God.
It sounds like a matter of opinion to me.
It does. It does. That's an old inside joke from
the like, English language is
long ago.
Is finicky.
It's finicky. It's debatable whether chauffeur
not,
starts.
There's not really set rules.
Oh, is that true? Okay, I see. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh,
these like.
There's like these little chompers.
Little dudes, they always come close to getting you.
They do. Oh, ooh. Holy crap. I didn't think I was going to survive that. What's up there? I bet there's a thing up there. I'm going to throw you up there.
There's a thing up there?
Yeah.
That was a terrible throw.
Well, I didn't realize you have to be like not.
Nope. I don't think there's anything
there's
up there.
There's nothing up there. Is this the way? Oh, my God.
Oh, this is the way.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
You can't stand at the edge or you'll just get nailed. What is that? Oh.
Oh.
Okay. I bet if you go that way, there's like a secret or something. A bonus barrel. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
Oh, we got the G.
We got the G. We spelled Kong. Oh,
damn it.
But there we go. That's it. That's our last life. Unless zero counts as a guy. It does.
Oh, I think we got a guy. We were at zero when we started this level.
Ah, I see.
We must have gotten 99 bananas or something.
I got 99 bananas, but a bitch ain't one.
Hit me.
No.
Oh, why is it TNT?
I don't know. Oh.
Because I'm TNT.
I'm dynamite.
TNT.
And I will not fight. I see.
There we go.
It was just that first one.
TNT.
I'm a power load.
TNT.
Watch me explode. Right as we said that, I hit a TNT barrel and exploded. Yeah. I'm sure the revelers love listening to us sing, but
why wouldn't they? Well, we're fucking beautiful singers.
We are, and we do it on many episodes.
They haven't stopped listening yet.
Yeah,
it's kind of their own fault at this point.
Gotcha, revelers.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
Oh my God, this part is hard. Okay, here we go. Woo! Dixie really cruises on that that rope. Woo! Dixie is much faster than Kitty. I'm adamant that Kitty Kong was a poor choice for this game. Like, why is he only in this game and why does he suck so much?
Yeah.
He's just Donkey Kong. Like, just make him Donkey Kong, you know? Oh my gosh. That's hard.
Failed again.
It's
yep.
like
it is hard.
This is the hardest level in the game, I think. I have no idea what level we're on. How far did Abby get us? Does she know?
I'm not really sure, honestly.
Like, how many bosses did she beat? Is she right there? Can you ask her?
She is. How many worlds did you beat, Abby, do you think? 42, she says.
That's too many. I don't think there's that many in the game.
I don't think there's that many in the game.
Woo.
Two past what we played, and then this is the third one.
Ah, okay. So we just played Blazing Bazookas, and it was
there. We
nuts.
Beat it.
Oh my God, the
Labyrinth. I feel like I remember this level.
Hang on.
There are some cool. Where are you going?
I'm trying to find a save point for
it's
us.
It's the flashing cave up higher.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there are some levels that have kind of interesting and cool mechanics and stuff. Like, I mean, I think we played, right? Did we play that one where, I think it was me. No, we played one where you had to hold on to, I think, levers to open doors or whatever, and then we went through them.
Yeah.
Me and Abby played a level together where there's like the little mice or whatever on wheels, and you have to kill them, and you kill enough of them, and then a door opens, and there's like a little gauge, like as you kill them.
Oh, really? Wow.
And there's even one door, then the final door. It's like you have to kill a bunch of mice throughout the whole level, and you get all the way up to the top, and then you fall through a bunch of trap doors all the way back to the beginning, and then you get to finish the level.
Oh, my God.
Which is just, like, right there.
Oh.
And then there's this level where in, like, this toxic sewer thing, but it's got low gravity.
It does.
So it's super floaty.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
It makes it tricky like that. Okay, you were down here. I'm going to go back and get this DK barrel.
How do you know? Oh, nice.
Because I saw you go past it.
Okay. Good call. Good call. Yeah, this is, it's like super floaty. It's like, it feels like you're underwater, but then you can't continue swimming and it's hard.
You can't swim. Yeah.
But we're in this green gas, but it doesn't hurt you, right? It's like,
no,
it just makes it floaty.
As far as I know, okay. It just makes it floaty.
And how did you know? Did you guys play this level earlier or something?
No, I remember this level.
Oh, I see.
From back in the day.
I see. I do not know this game at all. Like, I should really give it a good shot. You
I
know?
Mean, I by no means. Oh, God.
That was
super well, but.
That was smooth, Drake. He just like barely missed this B. A razor B. Oh, my God. Which way do you go?
I feel like generally this way looked easier. And that's usually the proper way to go.
Rewarded if you go the other way.
I'm sure there was a bonus. There was probably just a bonus barrel
or
something the other way.
It's not like a faster way through the level. Oh, we missed the... Oh, oh. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay.
Once Dixie starts her hair twirl, it like takes forever for her to get.
Yep, you can really really twirl around in this one.
Twirl! Oh my God! What? How do you get up there? Do you have to throw me?
I think I probably have to.
Oh
get
boy!
You, or you would have to get me on your because I can only throw Kitty so far.
Oh yeah, I see.
It's like, yeah, oh, God. Now we're going to turn into the bird.
We're getting squawks. Is this squawks like normal or why is he's purple? So I don't think he's regular squawks.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. I feel like he might even have a different name because he's purple.
Let's call him Blocks.
He can't spit anything.
Or let's call him Plocks. Even though isn't that a game? Plock.
Plock.
Oh my God.
I was just looking at that game because it was like, oh, it's you now.
I know, but I don't have any idea how to go.
I was going to buy it, and that was going to be your... You have to beat the game for your
New
Year's resolution.
Oh, God, I forgot to pick one for you. Did you pick one for me?
I think yours might be Plock.
Okay, okay.
Have you ever played it?
I've played Plock, but I've certainly never beat it.
Well, right. Really, I was hoping you had never even heard of it, because I have never heard of it.
Oh, no, Plock is a classic, man.
Is it? Oh, I found it.
I don't know if it's a classic, but it's a classic Super Nintendo game.
Super Nintendo game.
I feel like I missed a barrel that I feel like you were probably down there.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to wait.
I think, yep. There you go.
Oh, my God. That like all I like I was just like I need to wait like that was just video game intuition there.
Yes.
What? Oh, there you are.
There I am.
Okay. Should I go up this way?
Yes, this is the way to go.
Oh my God.
Go go go.
Oh
go.
My God.
You gotta go fast, man.
Okay.
Oh,
hang
that's
on.
Right. You can grab barrels with him in this.
You can.
Okay.
Should I drop it?
No, because you can't kill red bees with it.
Can't kill red bees. That would have been good to know 10 seconds ago, Drake.
I was trying to.
I know. Oh, man.
And he flies kind of slow.
He does. It's hard to control him. This level is tough. I think we're.
And
I
still.
Think this is
yeah.
It. Oh, hi, it's me.
I really wish I had a Super Nintendo controller.
I keep looking for them. Like, if
me
I see
too.
Them,
they're
I'll
never,
buy you one.
I know. They're just never. They're never fucking there. Nintendo, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, like Nintendo just hates money or something.
Sell the shit that you make.
Right. Like people
there
will
are lots
buy
of
it.
People out there still that want to give you money for these controllers and you won't let us. I will give you $30. I'll give you $60 probably because I'll probably buy two of them.
I bought two and I gave one away. Like, well, I guess you and Abby might play more than.
Yeah, me and Abby might play games together. So
yeah, yeah.
I could go for two.
That's true.
She apparently looked at me weirdly and shook her head.
I know.
She doesn't want to play games with me.
Well, I see. She's too busy playing Among Us, you know, with strangers.
Yeah. She's got her Among Us friends now.
I see. shout out to our friend Kenzie, who I don't think listens to the show, but Ken's was such, she was being a naysayer about Among Us. And then like 2 minutes into playing, it was like her favorite game of all time.
Yeah, she loved it. I know. After we got done, Abby was like, you know what? You know who's a good liar? Kenzie.
She really is. Like, I was like, oh, Kenz, I'm impressed.
Well, because she had that one where, like, I literally saw her kill the person. And she turned it around on me.
She did. She was good. Like, there was a couple times,
got
too.
Everyone to believe it. Also, it's like, no, I fucking saw you commit the murder.
Shout out to Brent, who's been on the podcast many a time. Brent also, there was one time where, like, Brent was the murderer, but he had everybody convinced it was Jurek or it was Adam or somebody else. I don't know. It was super hilarious. He didn't even say anything. That's what I had to be conscious of, is like, who's not talking right now? Because everybody was trying to talk over each other the whole time.
Yeah.
Which I feel like Zoom was not great for that, because like it does that thing where like it.
My God. It. Okay, there we go.
That Sorry. Looked like the hardest thing I've ever seen.
That was some intense shit. There were so many red bees.
Bees.
Red, like, mechanical razor bees.
Razor bees.
But we beat the level.
We beat the level. Oh, my God. Is this the boss? Chaos Carnage.
I believe so.
Here we go. But, yeah, Brent was a good liar, too. Brent had everybody convinced it was somebody else, even though it was him.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Bzzzt, click, Kong's enemy. I'm a robot. You must be destroyed. What? What do you mean this boss is tricky? I got it.
He's kind of tricky.
How do I get him?
You gotta wait a little bit here. Now he's going to stop in the middle, and you gotta jump on those blades and time it.
Not like that.
Not like that.
And you gotta jump on his head.
And then you gotta jump on his head.
Oh my God! What? That's impossible.
Almost like that. Oh God! And then you gotta also not go under him when he spits out.
Yeah,
extra
he spits
flames.
Out fire. Here, I'll. You did not get a very good chance on that. Okay, we got both. Here, how do I... There, switch to you. Okay. Show me how it's done here, Drake. Show me how it's done.
Bzz,
click, Kong's enemy. You must be destroyed. I am a robot. That was my robot voice.
That was good.
Thanks.
You sounded a lot like, what's his name from Grandma's Boy?
Yeah, I don't know what his name is, but... Yeah.
Meep, I missed. Meep, meep, meep.
Shh, shh. He moves like a robot.
Yeah.
How did he see me? Grandma's Boy. Classic. He's wearing black.
Classic.
He's wearing all black. He's dressed like Neo.
Black wall.
And he's on a black wall. He's like, but the guy just is like, hey, what are you doing over there? How did he see me? This is impossible.
It's tricky, man.
Okay. I got this.
I hit him once. I think you can actually just stand in the corner.
What? Instead of trying to go under it? I keep trying to go under it. I knew that was the wrong time to go, but I went anyway.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Meet Morp. I am a robot. You must be destroyed. That is
gonna go that way.
That's my grandma's boy robot voice. You literally can just stand in the corner. What is that about? Oh my God. These things.
None of these boxing gloves come out if you. God damn it.
Oh my God. That's so scary.
You can kind of touch it. I think it's really just the fire.
And the blades.
And stuff that'll.
Oh,
hurt you. God
okay.
damn it.
Okay. Let me show you how it's done.
All right. Nope, you're going to get punched off. I knew it.
How did you know?
Because it punched out the other side first. So you still got to jump up because, yeah, I think the fire he shoots out expands far enough that it'll hit you if you're standing in the corner. All right, he's going to stop. Nope, you're going to get punched off.
Nope.
I got him.
All
right, hit him once.
Yeah. What up, robot? You ain't got shit on Kitty Kong, motherfucker. All
right, get ready. He's going to stop. Go.
Nope. Ah! How did you know I was going to get punched? I don't understand.
Because you got to watch the boxing glove.
On the other side. If it goes
on the other side, it's going to immediately come on that side.
Ah, I see. Okay, Drake, I have a discussion question for us this week.
Okay.
We have no... well, we do have a reveler requested discussion question, although it wasn't emailed in. This is a question from Katz. So thank you, Kat. She is a friend of ours, of mine. but anyway, this question goes, let's see. I lost it already. Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. If you could go to a party with a video game character, who would you choose?
Damn it. Okay. It's you.
Okay. But if you could go to a party with a video game character, who would you choose? And then her thing, she also said like, who would you just have the best time with? Which video game character would you just have the best time with? Do you think? I feel like that's a pretty good question. Have we done this question before? I don't know.
Not that, but I think we did something like a video game character you would want to like hang out with or something.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Okay. But who do you want to go to? Who would you want to go to a party with?
Who do I want to go to a party
with? Who would you party with?
Who's going to be fun at a party? Like the first thing that comes to mind is like Wario or Waluigi for some reason. I just feel like they would, you know, they're the bad guys, so they're gonna have a raucous good time.
How come I was gonna get punched? I knew it that time.
Yeah.
Oh, I got him! I got him twice.
You got him. Good. No.
Now
the head comes off.
Oh Jesus! Jesus! What's it gonna do?
The head does something to you.
Oh my God! So I need to not wait in the corner now. Oh my God!
I still gotta hit him.
I'm gonna get punched.
Exposed head.
Oh
no! You gotta hit the exposed head.
Oh, the exposed head. I was trying to hit the floaty head.
No,
I
the
see.
Floating head. Maybe the floating head is just kind of there.
Okay. You can't wait in the corner the whole time. I don't think I was able to be safe.
Oh,
we got a game over.
And I don't think we saved
before the boss.
Before the boss.
God, we're dummies. We should have done a save state. Oh, but we didn't. Like, it doesn't matter. Well, let's see where it takes us.
Well, hang on. Okay, we can also let's do this.
Yeah, we still got to beat that level.
No, but first, here, go out of here. Okay. This whole world.
Am I going the right way?
Yeah.
Okay. Out of the world.
Because this is something that we kind of talked about. That maybe she already beat all the other paws. So we get you. It's kind of slightly open. I think if you park up north there.
Right here?
Yep.
Okay.
And you can get out, and maybe if you go right. Nope, that doesn't go anywhere. Okay. Nope, she's already beaten the other world. So it adds a little bit of like non-linearity to it though.
Oh.
So the first two worlds you have to go to in the proper order. But then like there's
well,
that
what's
pink,
this pink,
there's
yeah
a
what's
pink
that
flag.
What's that,
that
pink
world
flag?
Has already been completed.
Oh.
I mean, we can still replay the levels
no,
if we wanted or whatever, but
let's just keep going. I mean, we can.
So yeah, like you can do these two in any order, but you have to do both of them before you can move on further, because then after beating this we'll get I think a part that then we go back to Funky and he'll give us a new vehicle that can like make it up the waterfall or something that's over there.
Okay.
And then I think it'll open up like three different worlds that you can go to.
I see.
And you can go in any order.
Okay.
All right. So we're back to zero gravity.
We're back to zero gravity. We got to do this again. That's okay. I'm going to.
But a video game character that I want to party
that,
with.
That you want to go to a party with. Like you want to spend the evening at a party with, you know, like, let's see. So Wario, Waluigi, that's pretty good. Oh, I thought I was. Come on. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm yelling at bees.
Bees?
Werbees. Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. Who do I want to party with? I want to party with, well, I mean, young Nestle, although he's a little boy, so he probably is actually,
yeah,
that
seems inappropriate.
That does seem inappropriate. My bad. That's sorry. I just was thinking about my favorite character, you know?
Right.
I don't actually want to party with
he's
Ness.
Just a kid, man.
He's just a kid. He's,
let him be a kid.
I know. He's innocent, even though he saved the world and he's literally fought pure evil. He has fought and defeated the embodiment of pure evil. But he's not old enough to drink, so we can't have him at this party.
Well, I mean, you don't have to drink at every party you go to.
Let's say at this party, you're going to party like we partied when we were 22, which is just about as hard as you can party.
I can't vouch for that because I can't remember.
Exactly. Exactly. So
the odds are Probably, it's probably true.
Yes. Boy, who do I want to? I don't. Who? I mean, there are some characters. Like, how about the characters from? It's not Wario, like not necessarily Wario, but the characters from WarioWare. Like, some of those characters are like partiers, you know?
Are they?
Yeah, like Nine Volt.
I can't think of any characters from.
I don't know. I only know them because we have actually played that game quite a bit. The one on Wii is so fun. And
it
like
is.
It used to be we would record an episode. We would then go to the bar after the episode. Then after the bar, we'd be all drunk and we would come back to my house and play WarioWare on the Wii. Oftentimes, Drake, you had already gone home when we were playing WarioWare. Yeah. But shout out to our producer, Nathan, who hasn't been with us for a while. But me and Nate used to play WarioWare a lot, along with like Brent or whoever else was with us.
Oh my God.
Oh my, oh my, oh God. My God. Okay.
All right. It's you.
I see that. Okay. Here we go. I got the N. So that's good. I'm going.
Made it pretty far.
You did make it pretty far. You did pretty good, Drake. What's up there? Should I go up there?
Don't do it. Just,
are you
just
sure?
Keep going. I think so.
All right. Oh, yeah. Because you're right there.
Because I'm right here. All right. let's just play it safe, man. Let's get through this level.
And then because I think we can beat this boss. I think we can.
I think so,
oops,
too.
Okay, I did it bad. Did it bad. Okay, here we go.
Okay, it's okay. It's all good.
It's all good. Everything's good. I do not know who I'd party with, though. Well, yeah, not one of the WarioWare guys. Oh, my God. This is, like, you need to party with, like, ugh, that's impossible. I do not know how to do that. I cannot move fast enough with this goddamn bird. How did you do that?
You got to hold Y, man.
Oh, hold Y. Classic technique. Oh, hold the button that makes you go faster. Got it. Oh, you got a silver coin and a bonus.
Damn
barrel,
right.
Oh, not a bonus.
No,
barrel.
It's not a bonus.
Regular
barrel.
Old barrel. All right. Okay, this is the hardest part in the whole game. Oh my God.
This is, oh, okay. I was like, I feel like this is different than last time I did it.
Nope, this is the right part. Drake is the best at dodging bees.
Nailed it.
Yes, Drake. All yes.
Right. All right.
I'm giving you coins. You've done it, Drake. You've done it.
All right. I'm just going to do one of these.
Create a suspend point. Excellent. But also go save, too, just for posterity.
Well, yeah. Right? You go save.
Oh, I'll go
now.
Save. Okay. Oop. Wrong way. There we go.
Gone too far.
Here we go. Wrinkly Kong save cave. Let's do this. She's playing N64. She's in her tracksuit. She's fucking feeling good. Wrinkly. Thank you. We're 26% done with this game.
All right.
Is this what is it? Does this one have 103%?
It's got 103%.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, what do you think the 103% speedrun record is, world record is?
Ooh, 103%. Is that, oh, I was going to say, is that any percent? No, that's 103%.
No, I guess you can guess any percent as well if you want.
Well,
I have both any percent and 103%.
103% takes 1 hour and 47 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow, that was very close.
What are we...
For that, like, yeah, 1 hour, 50 minutes.
Oh, damn it.
And 9 seconds.
Oh, I was super close on that one. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
For your first guess, that was good, man.
So that's the any, or no, that's 103%.
That's 103%.
Any percent, I'm going to say, takes 12 minutes and 31 seconds.
Way longer than that.
Okay, how about 31 minutes and 12 seconds?
Yeah, even longer.
Is it more or less than an hour?
Under an hour.
Okay. How about 54 minutes and 6 seconds?
Nope. You've run out of guesses.
I've run out of guesses. Okay.
46 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah. I'll give myself a bad there.
46 minutes and 30 seconds.
46 minutes and 30 seconds to do any percent. There must, yep. 46 minutes in, there must be some kind of glitch, huh?
Not necessarily. You can probably, if you have everything memorized and you just run as go as fast as you can the whole time, you can probably make it through the whole thing in that time.
I think you can only be safe in the other corner, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, because I definitely died in that corner. Oh, no.
Yeah, I think you just didn't time your jump
properly. I see.
Yeah.
You timing all your jumps properly.
There we go. Now
Jurek's got the fucking...
I'm getting it.
Okay, but I haven't said who I would party with. I do not know.
Oh, God.
I mean, like, who's the most fun? Honestly, Donkey Kong could be a pretty...
You think Donkey Kong is the most fun?
Donkey Kong's probably a blast to party with,
little
right?
Dog.
What's your little dog doing over there?
I don't know.
Barking.
She's barking.
Somebody's getting her all riled up.
She's causing a ruckus.
She is causing
a
ruckus.
She's doing.
Drake, you're just like demolishing this boss right now. Oh my God. Those blades almost got you on the way down.
I know. I don't know. Okay. Now he's going to do shit.
Oh my God. Dead.
I didn't know.
Dead AF. Basically, you got to dodge the spaceship. All right. Here we go. I got this. What is that dog doing over there?
I don't know. She was fine until a second ago.
Whoop.
Hey, stop.
Trick, I got you killed.
How did I die?
I accidentally threw you at the fire.
What?
I didn't know it was, I was just pushing buttons to advance the dialogue. And
then you picked me up
and
threw
me at the fire? And I picked you up
and
threw you at the fire and it killed you.
Wow.
I know. You were distracted by the dog, so you didn't see it.
That's the kind of relationship we have,
I'm sorry. I'm really
thought
sorry.
We were bros. Bro.
I also thought we were bros, but I threw you at the fire. I literally threw you into the fire. That's not what bros do, and I apologize. 20 years of friendship literally down the drain.
Down the drain. It's done.
It's
over.
Over.
See, now you're crushing it, man.
Well, I better try and crush it because I got you killed without
you
doing anything.
You have to do this all on your own now.
Also, it seems weird that you can throw the second player into danger.
Right.
I don't know. Did I get him?
No.
Oh.
Didn't count.
Got him.
There you go. Now you got
him. Okay.
The head will go down. Yeah, you got to get more on top of him.
Okay.
You kind of hit him on the side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just keep bobbing and weaving, I think.
Oh! This is the most terrifying thing.
Okay. Oh.
Did I get him?
Okay. I think probably maybe one more hit.
Oh, my God. And now I got to...
clearly at least one more hit.
I'm sorry, Revelers. I'm so sorry.
No!
Oh,
no. It's, the head of this. Yeah, we're fighting this robot guy, and then his head comes off and starts shooting lasers at you.
That was in.
Oh, man.
That was just like camping.
Super like camping.
Super like camping. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. We got this. This is the one.
Oh, you know who I maybe would like to party with? And this is an odd pick. And I
this green robot guy?
Well, this green robot guy seems like a fucking blast. Honestly, when his head...
and nope. This peanut guy.
I'm up here with my two best friends, Patrick and this peanut guy. Fucking the SpongeBob SquarePants movie is comic gold.
Yeah,
Revelers.
Probably not the first time we've referenced that.
No, probably not. I'm up here with my two best friends, Patrick... and this peanut guy. They're drunk on ice cream. It's fucking hilarious. But who would I like to party with? How about this pick? I actually don't even know his name, but in Tekken, the drunken master. I mean, I don't know what his name is. I can't think
of
it.
Is that Tekken?
Yeah.
Virtual Fighter.
Oh, maybe it's Virtua Fighter.
There's a drunk guy in Virtua Fighter.
Maybe it's Virtua Fighter I'm thinking of.
At least
of.
I'm pretty sure.
I also think it's Tekken. I think there's a drunken guy in Tekken, but I'm not positive. But the drunken fighter in either Virtua Fighter or Tekken. This is why we need our producer, Nathan, so we can look these kind of things up while we say them. Cause like, you know, that I can picture the character I'm thinking of, and I am thinking of a Virtua Fighter character. You're absolutely right. It's not Tekken. But yeah, the drunken master, right? Wouldn't he be the most fun to party with? Like
probably
like he fucking knows how to do it.
Depends on if he shares his drinks or not.
If he shares his drinks, also if he gets drunk, is he going to try and fight you? Because that would be bad. You know, like you will get destroyed by the drunken master. Unless you've been practicing your Virtua Fighter, which I'm not sure too many people have these days. Did you kill him? One more. I think one more.
Oh, wait. No, I think I got him.
Bzz, 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 Kongs. Win.
Win.
Wah. does not compute. Next time we meet, chaos will win. Sorry.
Nailed it. Oh,
what do we get? We got skis. Cool. What does that mean?
That means, I think, Funky. Here, you go in the hovercraft and go down to Funky's Rentals down there.
Down to Funky? I can't get down there. Oh, yeah, I can. Oh.
Hovercraft goes over rocks.
Oh, didn't I know that.
See, first we started out with a boat, and then we got a hovercraft. And
you found two skis. Now I've got all the parts I need to make something. I didn't read it. Oh, my God.
You're going to make us a new ride, man.
Oh, sick. Turbo ski.
Turbo ski.
I'll take it. Thank you. Thank you, Funky.
Bust a move, got a groove.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. See, now we got this, like, seemingly snowmobile thing that goes on water. And I think it
can
goes
I go up,
up
the waterfall?
I think it boosts. Is there a boost on it at all?
Nope. There's a horn.
There's no button that makes you suddenly go faster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Yep. I think if you do, if you.
I'm up the waterfall.
Up the waterfall.
Sweet.
Now there's that level.
Well, we've gone to the snow level. Oh, yeah. But it's too late. Hang on.
Yeah, I think we're about out of time.
We are out of time.
But yeah, I think if you can also maybe go to the right there.
Where?
No, like if you were up there.
Oh, I see.
Like off. Oh, I don't
no,
know.
No, you can't. Right. You can only. Okay. You have to do the snow level first. But I'll do this.
Go out of here.
Okay.
There's got to be somewhere else you can go.
There's not.
No, like not up here. Maybe go down.
Oh.
I think there was another waterfall, maybe somewhere.
Where?
Down.
Right there.
No, you can't get through there.
Oh.
Down. Yeah, go down to the left. There you go.
Oh,
that
there
waterfall
we go.
Right there.
Yes.
And then there's this cave. Yeah, it'll be a Simon Says thing, I bet, and it'll give us
another
bird.
Oh my God, here we go. Okay. Red, yellow, blue, yellow, yellow.
Red.
Red, yellow,
yellow,
blue, yellow,
yellow,
yellow.
Nailed it. Bird.
Oh, we got a bee. Is it a bee bird?
It's a bird.
Oh, it's a banana bird.
Banana bird.
Okay, okay. Cool, 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 cool.
We've got three of those.
Okay, but that wasn't a full-on level. That was just a...
No, I guess. Okay, so that's the only... Then there is just the snow level, I guess.
All right, so we'll go there. I'm going to just go there, and then you can make a save state if you want.
Yeah, and I guess, I don't know, if Abby's going to keep playing this game... Single player, two player.
Well, you might as well make a save state just to for posterity's sake,
right.
You know, or a suspend point, as they call
create
them.
Create a suspend point.
But I think
I'm gonna party with Wario, man.
You're gonna party with Wario. God,
I know that maybe seems weird.
No, that seems fine. I mean, Wario seems like a partier.
I just can't think of. I feel like he's gonna have no cares and just like go all out, man.
Yeah, like Wario probably is a real good choice. I think honestly, I'm gonna either actually from the same series, the series we're actually playing, I think I'm gonna choose Donkey Kong or King K. Rool.
Wait a minute.
King K. Rool might be the partier. I don't
King K. No, I just realized.
What'd you realize?
It's been in front of our eyes this entire time.
The whole time.
It's Funky Kong.
Oh, God. Funky's the ultimate partier.
You party with Funky.
Of course you party with Funky.
His name is Funky Kong.
You want
like,
a little doobie in your funk? You want some buoy in your funk?
Funkiest party of all time.
Oh, man.
Yep.
You see, we wear our sunglasses. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. You know, like you listen to Parliament Funkadelic, you party with Funky Kong, you have the best time of your life. That's the answer. All the coins are there. That's for you.
Nailed
Drake.
It.
You nailed it. You really did.
Funky
Kong is the answer. I was going to say Donkey or K. Rool. K. Rool actually, you know, because he's
Why would you want to party with King K. Rool?
Because K. Rool is a pirate, and pirates...
He's not always a pirate, though.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's all... Wait, is he a pirate in both 1 and 2?
I think so. I mean, he's on his ship. Okay. He's a pirate, you know?
That's true.
Like,
he's a king.
Yeah, but pirates...
I don't think he's really a pirate in this one.
Well, I don't think he's in this one, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
Sure he is.
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry, spoiler.
I thought it was a different bad guy we were fighting.
No, I think they tries to make you think it's someone else. But like, yeah, because in the first one, he's King K. Rool. And the second one, he's Captain K. Rool.
Oh.
Like, but it's still just King K. Rool.
But see, Captain, he's captain of his own ship.
Yeah, because the second pirate. One is very, it's very pirate themed throughout.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, not throughout, I guess.
I'm just saying, just pirates. You know, pirates know how to yo ho ho in a bottle of rum, man. They know, sure do. They know how to do it.
Yeah, so. But I don't really like rum.
Well, I find it fine. I also don't like it that much.
Good selling. Good selling point.
Rum there. Is totally.
Rum is.
It's fine. It's totally fine. I don't know. Anyway, Jurek.
God, I haven't had rum in a long time.
We got to get some. Let's get some Ron Diaz, brah, and like back in the day. $10 bottle of rum. It sounds perfect.
Not doing that.
$10 175 of rum.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Anyway, okay, I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts. Do you concur, Jurek?
Yes.
So let's do it. Do you have one poured? Are you ready to go?
I do have one poured.
All right. Well, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's it right there. Dude, Funky Kong, that was the ultimate answer right there.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate answer. Okay.
Nailed it at the buzzer.
Okay. Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble. How many turbo skis out of 10 do you give this game, Drake? Actually, how many razor bees? We need to do this in razor bees.
Razor bees.
How many razor bees out of 10?
It is a good game. It's, you know, I mean, it's the lesser of the three.
I enjoyed it far more than Donkey Kong Country 2. And I'm actually being serious there.
But you're crazy.
I know, but I don't know. I'm going to give this game like maybe a 9.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it still, yeah. Like, I'm going to give it a 9. I think the first and second ones are probably 10s.
I think here's going to be my order.
The second one is definitely a 10.
No. Second one is like a 1. The first one is a 10, and this one is a 9.75. Like, like they're up there. Donkey Kong Country 2 is also up there somewhere. Like, it's good. I get it. I understand. I just hate it. But
it's like exactly like this, except for you have Diddy instead of Kitty,
and
which makes it way better.
I mean, I do like Diddy better than Kitty, but that is just sentences I never really thought I'd say, but there we are. I like Diddy better than Kitty, but
I too am a fan of Puff Daddy.
What if he was Puff Kitty for a while? Like, what if Puff Daddy he was a child singer and he was Puff Kitty, and then he grew up to be Puff Daddy, and then he became Diddy.
Maybe
P. Diddy played too much Donkey Kong as a young man, and I don't know. I think he's a little bit older than the Donkey Kong Country games.
Donkey Kong Country games and Diddy for sure.
Yeah. Because like when this game was coming out, like fucking not Donkey Kong 3, but like Donkey Kong 1, you know, 94. Isn't that like when Biggie got shot? And maybe that was 92, 93. I don't know. Anyway, this game is awesome. I don't know.
It is. It's
high nines. High nines.
Graphics, amazing as all.
I think it's
Donkey Kong Country games.
It's more colorful than the other two. Like, I like it. It pops more. Even than the first one. You know, like it's just, I don't know. It's better. I like it. I like it a lot.
I mean, you know, yeah, this one theoretically you would think should be the best looking one of the three because it's the latest one. They figured out, you know, I mean, these games utilize the Super Nintendo in ways that no other game was doing or ever did. I still to this day just don't quite understand how Rare
they
was able to utilize the Super Nintendo like this while nobody else could.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Obviously there's other games that look fantastic, but this game just had its own whole look that just doesn't seem like it should even be possible on the hardware.
Yep. But here we are. We've got it. We've got three solid games, two that are a little bit better than the middle one. But
I hate you so much.
I only say that to get under your skin. But, I don't know. The colors and the music, it is a little unfortunate. Poor what's her name? Francesca.
Evelyn Fisher.
Evelyn Fisher. Poor Evelyn. Like, she did a really good job.
It's the music, pronounced Evelyn.
Evelyn. Shout out to News Radio there. Pretty good. Pretty good. Anyway, yeah, like, she did a good job with the music. It's just, it's not quite David Wise's.
Yeah.
You know, it's not up to, like, a David Wise piece, you know, like, which I is unfortunate to say, but, you know, it's true. And
the man's a genius.
The man's a genius, and he makes fucking great music, or video game, which is music. He makes great music. Yes,
he
and,
makes great music.
Yes. And also, Evelyn, Evelyn, Evelyn also made good music, but it's just not quite, it's not quite as good as the first two, you know? Yeah. Although I would, maybe we should have done a, you know what we should have done in this episode is listen to the Game Boy Advance music. So we could have a little comparison.
I haven't heard
but
that.
I haven't either, but that's specifically only David Wise.
Yeah, I should get this game on Game Boy Advance.
You should. You should. But yeah, I don't know. Jerick, what did other people think of this game? Or
So first I do have... What do I got? Two reviews off Amazon.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
No.
I mean, I have one where it was just, I screenshotted it just because I wanted to call this dude out. He's just stupid.
What did he say?
Well, he's just complaining about the bullshit price.
Oh,
because
what?
when you just go on there and look, like, the price listed on sometimes on Amazon or whatever is like a brand new, essentially. So it was
$700,
probably hundreds of dollars. Right. He's like, I don't care how old these games are to me. These prices are ridiculous. I probably wouldn't pay more than $40 for one. I'm giving this a 1-star because of the stupid price. And it's like, if you would click on the sellers selling it used, it's like $40.
Yeah, yeah. Like a,
the price he said he would pay.
And that the price he said he would pay. Exactly. Like, God,
but
people
yes,
are such dummies.
It's listed on, if you just look on the initial Amazon listing. Yeah, I think it was like $150 or something.
Yeah, because that's new inbox.
Because it's new.
Well, yeah. Even no, $150 sounds a little bit even low for new inbox, but I've been looking. You know what I want?
Let's see what it is on here.
Yeah, you look. You know what I really want? I really want Mario 1, Mario 2, and Mario 3 complete in box, and I want to frame them and put them on the wall. That's what I want to do. But Mario 1 is very expensive complete in box,
oh,
as it turns out.
Yeah, they don't even have a new. They just have used very good.
There's, you know what? Not a lot of people bought this game, you know? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like way less than you would think. So I wonder if there's very few like complete new in-box copies
out there. I mean, used a very good copy is $70, but there's also listings of used copies are, you know, acceptable and good quality, $30.
$30, okay, that's not too bad. You know, this, yeah. Although I think like when I bought Donkey Kong Country 2 for Super Nintendo, I bought a legit copy and it was only $30 or something. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's one of the best games on the system.
I mean, when the game came out brand new, it was like $50 or $60.
Right. I mean, Super Nintendo games sometimes were $80.
Yeah.
Or,
I remember.
I think
my
maybe
brother,
that was more N64, but.
Yeah, I think N64 games, there are a few that are like $80. But Super Nintendo games, the first Donkey Kong Country, I remember my brother like saving up to buy it, or maybe me and him threw down on it, and it was like 50, maybe 60. It was like at least $50.
It was, yeah, 50 or 60
for a Super Nintendo game.
I think I must have got it for Christmas or something. I mean, I don't know. I had it. Like, I wish I could remember every single instance where I got a game.
Right.
Should have wrote it down. God damn it. What else we got?
Yeah,
there?
Somebody else said they should have made this game like the two before it. They just made it too complex and un-Donkey Kong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do
it's
know
okay,
what you mean.
It's okay at first, but it gets boring too fast. And then in parentheses, at least it's not nearly as bad as DK64.
Oh, that's wrong. I love DK64.
Yeah, I think this is better than DK64 though.
That's debatable, but. Yeah, I don't know. I had something to say about that guy's thing, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. I mean, yes, it is. They added some new mechanics and stuff, but it's still very much Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, I see. Yeah, what I wanted to say
is... He said something about it un-Donkey Kong.
It is un-Donkey Kong-like, because Donkey Kong's not even fucking in it. I mean, like, yeah. You know, like, he's not wrong. Like, yeah. Okay, I get with the second one, like, that's the fun thing to do is Donkey Kong's captured.
Right. It's like,
you know,
twist.
Yeah, like, that's a fun twist. Like, let's have Diddy and Dixie go get him. Or let's introduce Dixie and have Diddy and his girlfriend go get Donkey. But like with the third one, it should have been Dixie and Donkey going to get Diddy. It like Kitty.
That would have been the obvious progression.
Yes. Yes. I think this game would have gone over better if you could control Donkey Kong.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Although can you call the game Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble, and have the second tier character be the title character? See, that's the problem, I guess.
Probably not, but then call it something else. It's Donkey Kong Country 3.
Donkey Kong's Donkey's Diddy Return. Quest. Donkey Kong's Diddy Quest.
Donkey Kong's Diddy Quest.
That's what I would call it, and that's that's gospel. That's what they should have called
Donkey
it.
Donkey Kong's Return.
Isn't there Donkey Kong Country Returns already?
Yes, there is. Well, yes, but that was obviously many years
way
after
later.
This
you're
game.
Right. You're right. You're that right. Was on you're the absolutely right. You're right. You're right. But
professional reviewers and everything seem to very much like this game.
Well, yeah, it's a fantastic game.
9 out of 10, 8 out of 10. Sits at 83% on game rankings.
Sweet. Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Donkey Kong Country 3, Diddy Kong's Double Dixie Kong's Double Trouble, right? Is that right?
That's
yes.
The one. Dixie Kong's Double Trouble.
Dixie Kong's Double Trouble. Could they tweet at you about it?
They sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do email us, tweet us. We would love discussion question revelers. Come on, discussion questions. Send them in.
Who do you want to party with?
Yeah, who do you want to party with?
Funky Kong
is the only answer. Like, that is the ultimate answer, and it's perfect. Funky is who you want to party with. But I don't know. Let's hear from you, revelers. We'd love to hear from you. I don't know. I think that's about it, though, Jurek.
Believe so.
Always we do this. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app if it has ratings. We don't even know.
Yeah. We don't know how any of this works.
No, we don't. It's only been 230-some episodes. No, no big deal.
No big deal.
Jurek, do you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Kings of Kong.
Aha, game on, Kings of Kong.
End of story.
What story?
The story of Donkey Kong.
Is it over with
credit? I don't know. We've played them all.
We have. Oh, we have on the podcast now.